How about in winter?
In the wintertime, I use a blanket and sheet, and I have a electric blanket that I use when I need to.
Okay. Okay, at the head of the bed, you put your head on what?
Pillow.
Well, we just went through this before. But what do you, when you really want to get warm, what do you put on a bed? You know, when you're really cold, what else do you?
Well, I have footlets that I put on my feet to keep my feet warm mm-hmm. when it's real, real cold. Mm-hmm. And I wear thick gowns to keep me warm.
What would you call a covering for a bed that has some kind of batting in it?
Quilt.
Yeah. Quilt. Any, do you have any other names?
No.
Do you know of any other names of quilt? I can't think of any.
No. Quilt's all I know.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially like to sleep on? You know, like if you had some people coming over.
Well, we used to, back when I was a kid, and make down beds. Mm-hmm. Feather beds on the floor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. For children to sleep on.
What if someone came over, just like a surprise visit? Would you have enough to go around, or would you?
Well, I'd just have to.
They
have slip you on this rug and put something over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kids has.
Okay. Well, when you were young, did you, in the hot weather, did you sleep on the floor? Or
We slept on the bed.
On the bed.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you had.
See, we had wooden floors. We didn't have no rugs. Back then, didn't anybody have any rugs in the country where I lived. And everybody slept on them. As little Jimmy Dickens says, two at the foot and two at the head, two in the middle make six in the bed.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you were talking before about that Cuba Lennon and Blue Creek and doing muscling. Did you have a lot of people coming to visit there with the, wasn't that on the Tennessee River?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Ronald was telling me there was a lot of boats, big boats, going up and down?
Yeah, they used to, but there's not so many now.
But then, did they stop at Cuba Landing all the time? Or
big yeah, stores? There used to be a big warehouse there, big store there, way back when I was a kid. I just barely can remember it. And they come a big high water and it's about to wash away, and they cut it half in two. Half of it floated away, and they tied the other half down, and it stayed there for years and years. And then my daddy had a warehouse then down at what they call Piedmont. He had a big warehouse that he'd store peanuts in, fill it full of peanuts, and they'd haul them from all everywhere, you know, there to put in the warehouse for the boats to get. To ship them, and he'd get the warehouse full, and then he'd stack them in under the warehouse.
Mm-hmm. And now that all that whole area in Cuba City and Blue Creek, and everything is flooded. Is that right or not?
Oh yeah.
Or is it still
yeah,
there?
The water's flooded. All the people that live close to the river and out a mile from the river had to move out.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That far away.
So that just, there's not anybody living up there hardly now that used to live there when Charlie and I were young.
Okay.
That's a TVA, you see.
Yeah.
That flooded river.
Were people happy about that or sad?
Well, some of them was and some wasn't. Some didn't want to leave their home. They were old and they wanted to stay there. But some was happy to move away.
I wonder what they did, like with the cemeteries and things like that. I mean,
there was a cemetery closed, and they dug down and moved them to the McKeel Cemetery on up the creek further.
Mm-hmm.
And they dug down till it come to some black dirt, mm-hmm. and they just shoveled that out and rolled it up there and buried it.